don't shout or give yourself some air.
Now, I'm throwing you out the window. Holmes, for heaven's sake, you'll suffocate. The doll, I spread it out.
What can you see?
There are two bodies here in the corner. Go on, don't come in now, but be quick. They're tied up. Just drag them out. Just drag them. That's it. Go on. That's it.
Oh, good Lord, Holmes. Look at the state of them.
It's not surprising, really.
Blue lips, swollen, congested faces. Poor devils.
But who are they?
Who can tell?
Oh, they're alive, Doctor.
Well, this one certainly isn't. Eyes popping out of his head, dead some time.
Excuse me interfering, but isn't that sticking fast around his mouth?
Yes, you're right. So this must be...
The Greek gentleman who was given such an appalling time. The brother of Sophie. But he came too late.
Yes, and this other poor soul must be mad at
him. Could be anybody by the look of him.
Seems they gave him quite a beating up for subjecting him to that dreadful charcoal poison. Well, wonder we didn't recognize him.
Nasty business, Holmes, very nasty. Wait!
What is it?
He's still alive! Melas is still alive!
Look, his eyes, you're right.
Let's get him downstairs, see what we can do.
I know precisely what we can do. Ammonia and brandy.
Exactly.
I could do with a little brandy myself, as a matter of fact.
And how are you feeling now, Mr. Mellas?
I have to confess, dreadful.
Yes, but alive.
Yes, thanks to you and your friend.
Unfortunately, we were not in time to save the other gentleman.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Well, now, if you're feeling up to it, perhaps you could tell me what happened.
Well, Watson, my dear fellow, the story he told was very much as we had thought. That laughing gentleman, as we know, called at Merlass's home and threatened instant death if he did not come with him at once to Beckenham and once more attempt to get the Greek gentleman, Paul Kratidis, to sign the papers. Death was threatened to both if the papers were not signed. In spite of everything, Kratidis refused to sign. Then Merlass was reproached in no uncertain manner for his treachery with regard to the newspaper advertisement. He was then stunned with a heavy blow and remembers nothing more until he began to come round and found us all bending over him. Yes, it's a great shame we were too late to help poor Paul Kratidis. After coming all the way from Greece to save his sister from Latimer and his laughing friend, he deserved a better fate.
And what do you suppose has been the fate of the sister?
Well, who knows? Well, obviously, she's still a prisoner of Latimer and his associate, and they've taken her away somewhere.
And that's that.
Yes, I guess so, yes.
Not a very satisfactory ending to things, really.
No, indeed not. Well, we can only hope that time provides a better curtain.
Oh, Watson. A park in London. Found a bird. Ideal day.
You're certainly in a very good mood today, Holmes. It's a pleasure to see you.
Why not? Sun shining, picnic with a dear friend. Moments for pleasure.
It's just that since that Greek interpreter business, you've been rather low in spirit.
Yes, Watson. But now I have an ending to that particular story.
What do you mean, Holmes? Come on. What have you heard? Explain.
Certainly.
You're mistaken, you know, if you think you can get away with what you have done. And you don't have to keep that gun pointed at me.
Just keep your mouth shut. My friend is sleeping.
And I'm glad. That laugh of his drives me to distraction.
Quiet, I said. And don't look at me like that.
You killed my brother. How should I look?
And I'll kill you if you go on talking.
Very brave, aren't you?
Do you think I won't kill you?
Oh, I'm sure you could. You've killed once, you could do it again. That's the difference between us, you see. I could never kill anyone, whatever the situation.
Yes, you could. Don't fool yourself.
Oh, no. That's where you are wrong. I don't have that will in me.